So my friend, in Book Show Reel today, what you got?
On Book Show Reel today, I guess we're showcasing that you don't only have to be an author for books, right? You can be an author for online stories.
Yes.
And we have author of online stories, Sekgodi Leshalabe, who is from a small village called Phokwane in Limpopo. He's always had a passion for the arts, especially writing. He's won several essay writing and short stories competitions, including winning a combi for his school back then when he was in matric.
Wow.
Yeah, he's continued writing in his spare time and has occasionally written articles for magazines, including UK-based magazine Keep the Faith. And some of his articles have been published on the cover page, notably his interview with Jamaican artist Cheval Franklin. Sekgodi is currently working on something exciting, which he's going to tell us about. But his main focus is digital platforms, where he's published all his works. His stories include When Love Takes Over, If Only, and Gamu's Diary Part 1. He's also established an author page on Facebook, where he shares most of his writings.
What happened to the combi?
Oh, that's a very good question.
It went to the school, didn't it?
Yes, they gave it to the school.
Yeah.
And because I was in my matric year, after that I left. I never really know what happened afterwards.
But you did something good for the school.
Yes.
Yes, I was very proud at the time. Yeah.
Yeah. How did life at school change then after you won everybody a combi?
Well, it was already towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
So the only thing that came afterwards was we wrote exams.
Oh,
matric.
So you didn't enjoy all that glory.
And then, that was it. So I had the limelight for a week or two, and then that was it.
They didn't even give you the number plates, John. Just the number plates.
I wish they did, hey?
So you're writing.
Yes.
It started in school, yeah?
Yes.
Your love for it, where did that start?
So growing up, there wasn't much that I was doing at home, except, during the day you'll go looking after the cattle, but you come back home. We didn't have a TV at home, so it was like the only thing that I could do was to read.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it all started.
Mm-hmm.
Then when we go to school, when they were writing essays, I always had grade marks in there. I remember there was this one incident where I had written an essay, and the teacher, when he was giving back the books, he calls me, and when I'm standing next to him, he's like, "So who's that brother or sister of yours in high school who has written this for you?"
No way.
And I was like, I was confused. I don't know what, then I said, "No, I wrote this myself." He said, "Oh, okay, no, that's good. It's very good." And it continued even into high school. So yeah.
And now you've branched it out to everybody.
Yes.
Online is the world. Anybody can access your work now.
Yes, exactly. Because what happened was that because I studied IT and I started working in an IT environment, it became easy for me to know how I can share my stuff online.
Mm.
And it also helped me because I sort of get feedback from people.
Yes.
They read and they tell me, "Oh, okay, you know what? We're really enjoying this." And that's also encouraging, because when you keep on getting a lot of positive feedback, then you realize, okay, maybe I got something here,
And if the feedback was negative?
If the feedback is negative, that's really one of the things that I was actually looking for, because I did not study writing and anything.
Yeah.
So the kind of feedback that I'm looking for is to say, "Can you show me where I can improve?" Because I also know that once you get a book out, you're going to have reviewers out there who can be very brutal,
mm-hmm.
and that can be very demotivating. So I was trying to get myself to say, okay, let me get it slowly, slowly, slowly from, just normal readers, friends, and then I'll keep on improving from there.
Nice.
Yes.
Then you need to tell us about the story When Love Takes Over.
Is it from the song?
As soon as you smile, I'm like,
did you take the title
up
from the song?
Pardon?
Did you take the title from that song?
Yes.
When love takes over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look how he's blushing.
So it was just, I think it was my very first story that I ever wrote. Mm. When I was starting writing online.
Yeah.
It was just inspired by my experiences from varsity.
Mm-hmm.
So even the setting of that story, it's set up in a varsity location.
Yeah.
That's
But as your first story, it must have been first scary. And how did you find the confidence to put the story out?
Okay, so the funny thing is that the way it came about, I didn't go out to try to write a story.
Mm-hmm.
What I used to do was that I would have seen something that has happened, something that I've I've heard about something from somebody, mm-hmm. and I'll just be trying to write a one paragraph Facebook status, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. I will take that account, I will fictionalize it, and then I'll just write it there. And then people will come and read, and they started saying, okay, are you going to continue on this? Oh. And I'll be like, no, that was just, you know. Yes. So when it kept on going on, I thought, oh, okay, maybe I can actually start expanding this to make it a story. Mm. And that's how, you know, it just started like that from
so
there.
So tell us the story. What is the story?
it's just about this guy. Mm. He's doing his final year at varsity.
Yes.
He has decided to say, okay, I'm leaving after this. Like, I'm done. I want to go into the work environment. That's it. Mm. He's been sponsored by a company. He told them, I'm coming through. And just before he writes his final exams, he's walking around campus and he sees this girl that he has never seen before.
Right.
And suddenly, like, he's very charmed by this girl.
Oh.
And he's shy. He doesn't have the guts to go and speak to her. Mm. So she disappears into the crowd. She doesn't know how to find her. So he eventually decides, you know what? I'm going to come back next year to do my honors so that I can find that girl. So that's
I love
yeah.
it.
Young love will make you do stupid. No, I'm joking.
Does he find her?
So cute.
He eventually finds her.
Do they fall in love?
They do fall in love. And
then
the rest is history.
And then he cheats on her.
No.
He doesn't cheat on her.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. What does happen?
She's the one who cheats.
They have they have a like background of set relationships in their lives, both of them.
Yeah.
So after they get together at some point in time, then they end up breaking up simply because of insecurities and so forth, and they go separate ways. They become miserable. you know, life goes on. But then after a while, they actually meet in a foreign country at an expo, and
they just get together
and they eventually get married.
Oh, but they break up with their partners before they get together?
But no, they didn't. So like they were not seeing
oh,
anyone.
Oh, great.
So who do you love, don't you?
Yes, I'm a love fanatic.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then I want to know about If Only.
So If Only, the theme around it was more about, you know, sometimes you get, people get into a relationship and you find that, let's say you're a lady and you've been cheated before.
Yeah.
And then you meet this great guy, you know, but the little things that he does, they keep on reminding you back to what happened, you know. So this guy eventually ends up paying for the mistakes of the others.
Yeah.
So that's really was the theme around that story to say.
Oh, because she hadn't healed. Girl hadn't healed. She moved on too quickly.
Yeah. So this girl meets this guy. They get along fine. Sparks fly. They get together.
Yeah.
But then the friend of the girl keeps on saying, you know what? This guy seems to be too good to be true.
Mm.
So then the lady also starts suspecting that, and along the way something happened. Obviously I just won't reveal what the
yeah,
end of
yeah.
but it happens, and the lady immediately decides, hey, you know what? I knew.
Oh, she finds out that he's married.
The thing that happened is actually, it's like, it's not even true. What? Yeah.
Do you know, Sikho,
I want to read the story. I'm so excited.
Pulls the table one while she's reading the book as it's about to end. I knew it would end like that. I knew it. Let's take a break because I want to find out about the book, Kamu's Diary. Ah, where nah? Okay, we'll catch up with him in a sec. It's a brand new one from DJ Dimples. He's back. And bringing through Kid X on this one really makes it. It's called Jump on My Fence. Well done, Dimples. Yeah, boy, it's about damn time that hits. So, book showreel, who do we have?
We have Sekgodi Leshalabe. He's the author of Online Stories. He's also got an online magazine, something we're going to delve into. But if you have a question or two for our guest this afternoon, do give us a call on 089-110-3377.
Please tell us about Kamu's Diary.
Kamu's Diary is the latest story that I've been working on.
Mm.
The theme around it is all about gender-based violence.
Okay.
You know, it's all about sometimes you see somebody who seems to be okay and doing well, but whereas behind closed doors, they actually, you know, maybe abusing their partner and so on.
Being abused or both sides.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So this story is about a young girl. Her name is Kamo. She actually writes a diary about her experiences because she's got an abusive partner, but this person is somebody who's very much established in the community, in the public. He's a hero, and everybody doesn't believe that he can actually be able to do something like that, you know.
Why did you take her side, though, instead of, since you're a man, right, from the abuser's side, the guy's side?
Because at this point in time, when I was writing that story, I was looking at it from the angle of a woman. There's going to be future ones where I'll actually be looking at it from an angle of a man, because men do get abused as well, you know. So this was like, okay, let me look at it from this angle, and then I can look at it from another angle as well.
How does Pearl truly believe that you are in touch with her, these words that you put on this this paper, emotionally, spiritually, as the abused woman, if you're a man writing the story?
Come again?
How does Paul believe your words as a woman, as a man writing from a woman's perspective? You know what I mean?
Yes.
How does she know? How do you put those words down convincingly?
What I will say is that because I have spent a lot of time interacting with women. When I was growing up, I think I was literally brought up by my sisters.
Sure.
So I spent more time with them. And in the Facebook era, I read a lot of statuses that women put up. I mean, guys, we talk about sports, you know, and politics, and then that's it. But when you go and read what women writing about, and even the comments that they put there, you can actually learn a lot from that. And those things, every time I read, they get in here, they stay. In future, when I utilize them, you know, that thinking, it just comes naturally to say, oh, by the way, you know, this is how women feel, this is how they can respond, etc. And I also like to watch a lot of chick flicks, you know. So I learn a lot from there as well.
But I'm glad that you touched on, like, for example, social media, that platform where men, women speak about this all the time. Guys will speak about sports or politics, but for men to just listen for once to what women are actually going through, it will help, right, with the gender base.
No, most definitely, most definitely. Because with me, when I what I do, I actually would go in there, I'll read the status, and I'll actually comment. Sometimes I'll ask a question to say, but what do you mean by this? You know, what would have happened if this and this and this has happened? And from the responses that you get, you actually get to learn. And I think,
Now, where do you go to learn then when you take the male perspective, a man who's being abused? Because men don't put out those statuses where they say, oh, I was abused by my wife today or by my girlfriend today. I went to go lay a charge. Those stories aren't out there, not enough.
We got to the men's conference.
Does that thing even exist? That thing doesn't exist.
It doesn't.
But I think men may not necessarily go and put the stuff on Facebook, on social media, but we do talk about them.
Or like, you find men who say to you, hey, bro, yes, my girlfriend is shy lazy.
Well, they may not necessarily put it like that, bluntly like that, but you can actually get it out of a person. You know, sometimes you might be talking and say, oh, where were you yesterday? You know, we were supposed to meet, etc. But why didn't you show up? And a guy will try to come up with other excuses, saying other things. But the more you keep on talking, the more you realize, I know, man, it sounds like there is something wrong at home.
But sometimes they do.
Sometimes, I mean, we have had cases where a man had actually gone to lay a charge against his wife.
And she got arrested.
She did get arrested.
Sihori, we want to talk some more with you. Give us a call. 089-110-3377. We just need to catch up with Pearl. Mel,
no.
Sorry.
Hey, I'm on your mind, aren't I?
In your news this afternoon, Basic Education Minister Angie Motshekga says schools have been advised to provide learners with information on protecting themselves against the coronavirus. And economists say the Reserve Bank will have to implement aggressive rate cuts to support the struggling economy amid the worsening effect of the coronavirus. You'll get details on these and other stories at 3.
Oh, wow. Romo? You sound so heartbroken on the song, fam. It's brand new music on Lunch with Thomas and Paul. His name is Romo. Start Over. Wow, he sounds so heartbroken. Sounds like a good book, huh? Book show wheel today. Who's our guest?
That could be a title of a book.
Hey.
Right?
You know what?
Our guest afternoon for Book Show Reel is Sekgodi Leshalabe. He's an author of online stories. And a little birdie tells me that these online stories are about to be turned into a book.
Yes.
Alala.
Most definitely. Most definitely. What has been happening is that there was one incident where I had put a status. Somebody commented and a few days later came back and put another comment and said, hey, I went to, I think they said they went to CNA or something to go and look for that book. And they said, I couldn't find it. And I said, well, no, it's because this is just something online, it's digital and everything.
Yeah.
But then that gave me an idea to say, you know what, one of them, I need to actually turn it into a book that actually people can actually be able to get a hold of it. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's the idea. That's the plan. And yeah, working on it.
That's going to be your first printed book titled Every Woman Has Something She Wishes to Forget.
What?
Yes. Yes.
What do you want to share?
I wish to forget it, so I shall not share it on this platform.
Do you believe that though, Pretty?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true. Well, for me at least, there is definitely something I wish to forget. Let's ask our computer. Our computer has a gender.
What you mean?
Computer, is there something you wish to forget?
Never. Remember that I cache everything, so I always remember everything. My RAM is big enough.
Your computer is dramatic, yo.
But I think that's true.
But tell us more about this book. Well, the idea.
So the idea behind it came up because once again when I'm posting, so someone will actually come and comment and actually sincerely so said, what you have just posted, it sounds like you were reading my life right now. This is the situation that I'm going through right now. Or somebody would say, I actually went through this a year ago or some time ago or something. So then what I will try and do is that I'll try to motivate that person to say, oh, okay, you know what, you can actually get over it, etc., etc., etc. But then I realized I can put this thing into a book that I can even bring the inspiration around it. Because just to give a sneak preview, the opening of it, it starts with a lady who has just gone through a lot. And she has decided, you know what, I've had it. And she has decided to commit suicide.
Ooh. No!
So she actually goes ahead. She tries, but luckily she fails. Mm. And then the rest of the book is about her turning her life around, becoming a success, and later on then advising to say, you know what, I'm glad what I tried failed, because look at where I am now, you know. So yeah.
I wonder what happened to her. What did she want to forget so bad? I must buy the book, right?
Yes. With that one, you gotta buy the book. It's not even online.
Got away, no?
There was probably a lot of things that she wanted to forget.
It's a lot.
We go through a lot.
So do we.
Yeah.
We just deal with it better.
It's not even that. I'm joking. Everybody deals with things the best way they know how.
Yes.
You know, so.
What's the plan with it? So when can we expect it?
So the current plan is to actually have it out by the end of the year.
Okay.
Around December. Mm. Yes. That's so the idea is to actually release it during the 16 days of
activism. Yes.
Yes. Mm. That's the idea to release it along the same.
I think I know what happened to her. Okay, I won't guess. It's fine. It's fine. I just love these conversations. I really am enjoying them, Sekgodi. I'm definitely getting my hands on that book.
No,
I am.
Thank you.
And where publishing is concerned, how easy is that for you to find a publisher for your book? Because, I mean, everything else was online, so you don't need nobody.
Yes.
And now you need external resources.
Yeah. So what I've decided that I'm going to do is that I'm going to go the self-publishing route.
Mm.
So because it's like you said, it's very difficult to actually find a publisher.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, once you've found one, they might actually want to change what you have written and want to say, let's put it this way so that it can be commercially successful, etc.
Yeah.
So I have been saving up to say, by the time I'm ready, then I should be able to do this myself.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, what I've been posting online was to try to build a readership as well.
Ah.
So that by the time I'm ready with my first book, it's not like people go like, okay, who are you?
Yeah.
They already know my writing. They already know what I write about. And they would probably, hopefully, be the first ones to actually buy the book. And then word of mouth will spread and more people will actually be able to buy it. So, and it will have, obviously, the digital version of it through your Amazons and all the other online bookstores.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sihori, as an author, like now we've just spoken about your idea of this book called Every Woman Has Something She Wishes to Forget. How do you protect your intellectual property?
So, with what I've been having online, what I've been putting up online, I have not tried to go to an extent of trying to copyright or something, because there are a few reasons that I for that.
Mm-hmm.
Reason number one, I tell myself that if I have actually managed, because I've got lots of other stories as well that I have packed aside that I've not even written. So I tell myself that if I've managed to birth these stories, there's more that I can birth.
Sure.
And I believe that I'm the only one who can tell that story the way I can.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody else is trying to plagiarize it, they won't be able to release it the way I was going to do it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't give the whole story, because I write it up to a certain extent.
Mm.
And when it gets to a point where it's like the turning point, I stop there. So even if somebody was trying to redo my story, they won't know what was going to happen afterwards. So they'll just get stuck. But yeah.
Writer's war. Just as you think you've got the story.
But also at the same time, my other thinking is that if somebody was even to try to take the intro that I have, by mere fact that I already have it online and I posted it online before they did.
That's your copyright.
That's my copyright already. You know?
It says when you posted it online as well.
Yes, exactly.
So online, how do people get on Facebook? What's your address?
On Facebook, it'll be Sihori Prof Lishalabe.
Prof?
Yes. It's a nickname.
Yes.
Yes. On Instagram is author Sihori.
Mm.
On Twitter is Sihori Lishalabe.
But more importantly, on Facebook?
On Facebook, yes, because that's where my writing
the material is.
Yes, exactly.
Thank
it
you
is Sihori
Prof Lishalabe. Yes.
Prof, thank you, man.
Thank you so much.
Thank
this
you,
was
Prof.
Really fun. I really enjoyed myself. Thank you so much.
It was nice chatting to you.
Yes, thanks.
The King Suite is coming up in a couple of minutes, because we got hits for you. Until then, though, hold on 1 second. Let's start with this one. It's Travis. Highest in the room. We're about to be out of here. The King Suite is coming up with two beautiful queens. Lebo.
Chema, Baba.
I went to the Upside Down House. Have you heard of it?
I've heard of it, but I've never been. Where you pose and you look like like the furniture's on the ceiling, so it photographs like...
Everything's upside down.
Did you have fun?
I had so much fun.
I can tell.
Had a great... How was your weekend, though?
It was a weekend. I was with family. We celebrated my younger brother, Josie's birthday.
Oh,
he's
belated.
Turned 30.
I met him, ne?
Nice.
I think you've met him.
Ekuruleni.
No, that's the other brother.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I remember saying to him, listen, to us you're still three, so please relax.
Wow. He probably didn't like that much.
No, because he's like, I'm a husband now.
What's up with that laugh?
King.
Sounds a bit you partying, what?
No, it's Corey.
Okay.
Corey making an appearance.
Masambi Chuma.
No, it's the cove.
No, guys.
It is the cove.
Masambi Chuma. Masambi. King Sweet is coming up.
It was a good Monday, wasn't it?
It was, ne?
Yeah.
And now?